Last night in the Tarawih Salat, the seventh para was recited. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, where a person must give da'wat to the non-Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the ending of the last para, that you will find the people who have got the most amount of enmity for the believers are the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the polytheists. And the people who are closest to the people of Iman are those who say that they are Nasara, the Christians. That is why you will find many of them, their hearts are very soft. So, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ when they hear what was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see their eyes are flowing with tears because they have understood this is the truth. And eventually, this happened to the Christians in Habasha, in Abyssinia, and they accepted the truth. They started crying when they heard the ayat of the Quran Sharif. The ulama say that we also must look into our lives. How much do we ever cry when we read the Quran Sharif? Or we listen to the meaning of the Quran Sharif? This is a sign of the heart, softness of the heart of a person. And if a person can't cry, at least sometimes we should put on the form of crying. فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا At least act like we are crying when we hear the eyes of Jahannam or the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then at times at least we should start tearing and crying. This is also a demand of the Quran Sharif. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some ulama say that the rabt and the connection between these ayat and the ayat thereafter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever Allah has made halal and pure, don't make it haram. And some things which are haram, do not make it halal. So they say when a person is giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he must only use pure things. Allah ta'ala's deen and Allah is not in need of impure things. So when a person is giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person must present the asal deen, the original deen, in front of the people. There will be a lot of barakat and blessings in this year when a person will present the deen in the original method, and not using all other methods in which haram also comes there, doubt also comes in there, because then this taints the deen, and it shows it in a bad light. Outwardly it might seem to be very beneficial for a short while. Some people might get a little bit of benefit also, but in the long while, when a person looks at the final result, it only leads towards evil, more destruction and harm, etc. So the tariqah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of purity, giving a pure deen to the people, the method of da'wah, just like how our ibadat is a specific way we have been given in our deen. Similarly, the da'wah to call towards Islam also has been given in a specific way. If you will utilize this way, there will be the most amount of barakat and blessings in the day. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what Allah ta'ala has made halal, then a person mustn't make it haram. And certain things which Allah ta'ala has made haram, do not make it halal. And here especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about khamar wal maisir wal ansab wal islam, wine, gambling, and all other forms of idol worship. And certain arrows which they used to use in those times. So Allah Ta'ala said, O people of Iman, my friends, these are filthy things, they are dirty things. The actions of shaitan, stay very, very far away from it if you want to be successful. Innama yuridu shaitan. Shaitan's intention by involving you in all of these things, he wants to create enmity amongst you people, hatred amongst you people, in wine and in gambling, and prevent you from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from salat. Aren't you people going to stop? Stay away from it. These things are turning you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah ta'ala has made it haram. For example, khamar, it takes your mind away. A person doesn't think. A person is involved in gambling. So all the time his mind and his heart is towards the death. He forgets to perform salat. He doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, in place of that, obey Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and abstain from all of these wrong things. Ulama say that the illat and the cause here is enmity and hatred is caused by these things, and preventing people from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salat. So other things also, for example, like sports. Many people out there watch sports. They waste their time with this year. This only creates enmity. People support a certain group, a certain country, certain town, whatever places. And now enmity is created amongst Muslim brothers also. One person supports one kafir group, another person supports another kafir group. Enmity is created. Person's salat is missed. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not made. The person comes to the masjid, he's performing salah also, but his mind is somewhere in the soccer match, in the cricket match. So all of these things are found to a great extent also in sports, in the sports which we find today's time. So a person must abstain. Allah ta'ala says, فَلَنْتُ مُنْتَهُونَ Aren't you going to stay away from these things? They are destroying you, they are turning you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The object of your life is to prepare for akhirah, the life of the year after. Don't waste your time in these things. And if a person has made a mistake in the haram things he has done, he's utilized it in the past, very easy, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter will forgive a person's sins. If a person didn't know also, now he comes to find out about it, a person can still abstain from it. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are all examinations in a person's life. لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ. Ya Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were going out in a certain, they were going out for Hajj, and Allah Ta'ala tested them, that in, when a person is in ihram, he cannot wear, he cannot hunt, and you cannot hunt all the animals, deer, bucks, etc. So anyhow, the Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala made this examination that the bucks and the deer used to come right in front of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now imagine such a valuable animal, so easy to catch, easy to catch, easy to catch. The Quran Sharif says, "Tanalu aydikum wa rimahukum." Your hands can actually get hold of it, hold of it, hold of it. Your weapons also, very easily a person can just spear it. You will get the animal immediately. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you. Allah ta'ala is sending the animal in front of you, in front of you, to test a person. يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُوا بِالْغَيْبِ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see now, he'll test you and examine you. Who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if you fail your examination, then you are in complete loss and destruction. So anyhow, these are examinations. Anyhow, these are examinations. Anyhow, these are examinations. Throughout our life, we will get these examinations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. Yeah, in today's time, we won't get an animal. But maybe one woman will come into our life. She'll come on our WhatsApp groups. Now she's sending us messages. Or in our office place, we are working. These are all examinations. Allah ta'ala has put them right in front of your hands also. But Allah ta'ala is testing them to see. She never just came in your life. It's an examination from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala tests a person to see. Do we really fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or we follow our desires and our nafs? So a person should abstain from that. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about Kaaba Sharif. Ulama say that the eyes before that Allah ta'ala was giving da'wat, that a person must give da'wat. And wherever a person travels in the world, he must speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call people towards Islam. But he must never forget his marakiz. The actual markaz of the Muslims is Makkah Mukarramah, the Kaaba Sharif. A person must never ever forget that. And for the Muslims, Medina Munawwara, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. So these two places, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially speaks about Masjid al-Haram, that a person, the great honor of it, and if a person has done certain wrong things, then what must he do to pay off if he has done certain, kill an animal, for example, in this Mubarak places, what a person must do. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La yasawi al-khabith wa al-tayyib, wa law a'jabaka kathratu al-khabith, that impure things and pure things can never be equal, even though abundance of impure things are pleasing to you. Ya also the ulama say, it refers to the da'wat. When a person is giving da'wat, even though if a person has a lot of evil, and it's likable to a person, and outwardly it seems many people will accept Islam, but this is not equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. O people of intelligence, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you will be successful. Utilize the pure things, and this is beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not ask about too many things. If it becomes apparent to you, then you will dislike it. It means whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, don't start keep asking questions, ta'amuk, to delve into it. What Allah ta'ala has commanded us, a person must follow. Now a person brings this objection, he brings that objection, then eventually this will can destroy a person. People in the past, they did this here, and eventually they were destroyed. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and till the end of the surah, that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, what was ni'mat and bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon him. But unfortunately, some of his people were not prepared to accept. And on the day of Qiyamah, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, he will actually be testify against those people. He will say, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, so Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will testify on the day of Qiyamah about his people. So therefore, a person must follow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and not worship the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. This is the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. People's truth will benefit the truthful people, and they will get Jannat, remaining in there forever and forever, flowing beneath their rivers. Allah Ta'ala will be happy with them, and they will be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the greatest success. A person is preparing his life for akhirat, for the life of Jannah, he will be completely successful. The next surah is Surah An'am. And as we had mentioned in the past, Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Yahud. Surah Ali Imran, the Christians. Surah Nisa and Surah Ma'idah, the Mushrikeen. Surah An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Majus. The Majus were the fire worshippers in those times. They used to believe in two gods, one god of evil and one god of good. And this is found in today's time still. This Majus is a very big group, what we call the Satanists, the Illuminati. And we have to be very careful about these things, especially today with the internet. Many of our youngsters go on different websites, or they start reading about these things, and they start believing in these things. And one of the main beliefs of these Satan worshippers is that there are two gods. One is the god of good, which they call Shaitan. And one is the god of evil, which they call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say God, that's a god of evil. So till today this group is found. And na'udhu billah, Allah ta'ala protect and save us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. And so these people they worship Shaitan. So Allah ta'ala is giving them da'wah also that you must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in this surah you will find a lot of the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about. Allah's greatness and Allah's qudrat and Allah ta'ala's power is mentioned quite a bit in the surah, yeah. So that a person is saved from ever worshipping two gods or going towards the worship of Shaitan. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah, alladhi, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the one who has created the heavens and the earth. Allah is the one who has created darkness, and Allah ta'ala is the one who has created light. It is not that there are two gods, one is making light and one is making dark, except light and darkness. All of this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you people, human beings, from sand. This is the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Allah, the one who is to be worthy of worship in the heavens and in the skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And there are clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you people turn away from them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are many, many miracles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to people. But they are not prepared to accept it. And even Allah ta'ala has to show more clearly the miracles. Then too the people will say, if for example the kitab had to come down in a cover and the people touch it with their own hands, then too they will not be prepared to accept. If a person is stubborn, he does not want to accept, he will never accept guidance, no matter how clear the proof is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the past, people, they mocked the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, eventually they were destroyed. Travel in the world, go and see, and you will see clear signs how the people of the past were destroyed. These are all lessons for people to take. They should see the people of the past, how they eventually were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His qudrat and power, that if any harm comes, if Allah ta'ala afflicts you with any harm, فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ, there is no one to remove it besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you any goodness, فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has full power over every single thing. And on the day of Qiyamah, you will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many people will say, يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, if only we could go back in this world, we wouldn't have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would have been amongst the good people, the pious people. But then it's too late for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that these people say, you only have to live in this worldly life, you only resurrected, enjoy yourself to the fullest, fulfill your desires, whatever you want to do. Remember the day, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, when they will be made to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And قَالَ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ, Allah ta'ala will ask them, isn't this the truth? Now this is the reality. They will say, oh definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we can understand and we can see the truth. It will be too late for a person. Those people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be in complete loss. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala says, with Ya Hasratana, O sadness and sorrow, how we broke the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which did not accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, remember, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ, this worldly life is nothing but play and a pastime. وَلَلْدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ, the life of the year after is far better for those people who have got the quality of taqwa within themselves. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, why don't you use your aql and your brains and you have understanding of these things? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that many, many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam we sent in the past also, and they came to the people and we tested the people, difficult conditions, these problems came into a person's life, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, so that they can turn their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any problem comes in a person's life, the object is we must turn our attention more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا, why didn't they turn their attention, why didn't they humble themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when our punishment came down? But unfortunately, many of them, قَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts became even more harder. And Shaitan beautified for them the evil actions what they were doing, all the wrongs they were doing. They were turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more. Example, a person falls into problems, he turns towards alcohol, or he turns to some witchcraft, some sangomas, or he goes to all other people. The object was to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when another examination we gave them, فَلَمَّا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, when they forgot what they had been reminded with, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, we open up upon them the doors of everything. Allah gave them so many bounties in this world. And حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا, but this wasn't actually a bounty, it was actually a chance which Allah Ta'ala, respite Allah Ta'ala was given them. When they have become happy with what they have been granted, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً, then we took them suddenly, and now they are completely in, they lost hope completely, and these people are completely destroyed. So a person mustn't get happy when he gets a lot of dunya. If a person has got dunya, Allah Ta'ala is giving to him, it can either be a ni'mat or a niqmat. A ni'mat and bounty means, when a person turns his attention more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll realize it's a bounty. But if a person is turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is a punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat gives a beautiful example, like a housewife. She got a parrot in the house, and she is giving some cheese, she is giving some roti with nice hot hot ghee. So this is actually a bounty for the parrot. The housewife loves the parrot, she is giving it. But there's a mouse in the house, and that mouse coming out and eating all the tomatoes and the potatoes, and one day it eats the housewife's scarf also. So the housewife says, this is enough now, enough is enough. So that day she goes and buys a nice rat trap, and she puts a nice big piece of cheese there, and the rat comes out, and he says, hey, this housewife, she really loves me so much, of what a nice bounty she's giving me, she's giving me this lovely cheese. But at the end of the cheese is a trap, which completely destroys the rat, and now that the rat is completely, came suddenly, that rat trap comes over the rat, is completely destroyed. So when having bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not a dalil and proof that Allah is happy with a person. The main thing you must see is, are we obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then this is a sign that these are ni'mat and bounties from Allah ta'ala. Our attention is turning more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the bounties we are turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is imhal. This is the respite which Allah ta'ala is giving to a person for a short while. Allah ta'ala protect and save us and give us true understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to take away your eyes and your ears, وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ, and Allah has to put a muhar, a stamp on your heart, which other God is there besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will bring it back to you people? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the adab of Allah has to come to you suddenly, then remember, you people will be completely destroyed. So a person must turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we had mentioned in the beginning, where he speaks in great abundance about his qudrat and power, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ, the keys of the unseen is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only He knows exactly what it is. Allah knows what is in the heaven, what is in the oceans and in the land. Whatever leaves are falling from the trees, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of it. The grain which is in the darkness of the earth, any wet thing, any dry thing, all of this is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who at night gives you sleep. He takes away your souls in the night when you are sleeping. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what you are doing in the daytime. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will inform us, ma kuntum ta'amalun, exactly what you have done in this world. So this is the system which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got. Allah has got the full power and qudrat to send azab to you people from above, from beneath your feet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create differences amongst you people, enmity and hatred. So all of these things is in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very important principle. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ. Whenever you see people speaking about our ayat and our signs, they are passing remarks about Islam and about deen. Or they are speaking bad things about deen and Islam, the wrong things they are speaking, then turn away from these people until they start speaking about something else. And if Shaitan makes you forget regarding this, فَلَا تَكُدْ بَعْدَ ذِكْرَ مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. The minute you remember, don't ever sit in this gathering. But immediately as soon as you remember, stand up and go away from such gatherings. This will cause harm to a person's iman. Those people who have taken their deen as a pastime and amusement, ذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا. Stay away from them. Turn away from these people. This worldly life has just deceived them and put them into a deception. So remember what punishment they will get in the year after. So turn away from these people. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which he also fought against those people who used to believe in the sun and in the stars and his fire worshippers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how he explained the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all of these things, the sun, the moon, the stars, they are all very, very weak. They've got no power within themselves. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has got full control of everything in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the same proof they've given to many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Thousands and thousands of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came. Yeah, Allah ta'ala mentions about 16 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they had come in this world and they had given the same message. Ulaika alladhina hadallah. These are the ones who Allah had guided them. Fabihudahu muqtadi. Follow their guidance. Follow these people's way. And tell them, I do not ask you for any money, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not asking you for anything in return for this year. We are just giving nasihat and advice to the whole of humanity and mankind. They must accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the creator of the seed also. Allah ta'ala is the one who takes out the dead from the living and the living from the dead. This is your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where are you turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look in the signs of the earth and the heavens, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the one who has made stars which will guide a person in the darkness of the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you from one soul, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Everyone has come out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that some people are living on this earth, some people are in a cover in the graves. All of these things a person can see. He will see the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the one anzala min as-sama'i ma'a. He sent down from the heavens water. And by means of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes different types of fruits and different types of plants. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it, the covering around them. These are all signs of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our grapes. Allah ta'ala has made the zaytun, the olives. Allah ta'ala has made it from a granite. Different taste, some of them look the same, some look different. The tastes are different in each of them. Allah ta'ala says, "Unzuru ila thamari idha athmara wa yan'i." Look at the fruit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they have come out and when they eventually get ripe. First, yet today they were unripe. They weren't tasting nice. If you tasted them, they were hard. But after 2-3 days, Allah ta'ala puts the sugar inside there. Now suddenly it has become sweet. Look at all of these things. The difference between a believer and a disbeliever is a disbeliever looks at all of these things. He says it happens by nature. It's a natural thing. The word nature also, we should abstain from using it. Because nature means naturally it has come. But ours is, everything is happening by the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't say naturally it happened. Naturally means, like the ulama say, coincidence. It happened by coincidence. By chance it happened. They say this is actually a word of kufr. A person must abstain from these words. Because by chance it means it just happened like this. Whereas nothing happens in the world without the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly it happened by nature. Or this is nature's doing. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. So these fruits which a person sees, it is only from the side, the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala said, look at these fruits and look at it with the eyes of iman. That when you look at these things, you must say definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has made it. And say subhanallah after the day. And the atheist will look at it, he'll say because of the asbab, because the water came down from the clouds. They will never attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a believer, he's in every aspect, he must always attribute to everything. He must attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must bring this in our song also. Whatever we do in life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me do it. Allah ta'ala is the creator of this. Allah ta'ala gave us this food. Keep speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that eventually the reality of this will come into our heart. And on the last page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that one important usul and principle when giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Those people are worshipping idols besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But don't use vulgar language. Don't speak harshly with these people. Such words, don't swear their gods who they worship. Because what will happen is, فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِخَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Eventually they will start swearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of enmity without knowledge. They will speak ill of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you were the indirect cause of this here. Because you spoke ill of their gods, so they will start speaking ill of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message of deen is, a person must give it in a beautiful way, in a correct way, and give exactly what we have to give. But we should not start fighting and arguing with other people and bring down their gods. So let's create enmity, zid and stubbornness comes into a person's heart. When you speak ill about his gods, then his mind becomes fogged. He's not prepared to accept the truth. But when a person is giving the da'wah, how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they told the people that what you are worshipping is wrong, it's incorrect. Do not worship these idols. But they did not use the language they used was very, very cultured, a very good language. Even though those people, the people of Batil, used very incorrect language. And they started telling them a lot of things. But the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, in a very beautiful way, gave the da'wah of Islam, of deen. This must be our attitude also when we are giving the da'wah of Islam. There is no need to fight with other people and to use the wrong language. Use the right language in the right way. Inshallah, this will produce eventual results. There will be a lot of barakat and blessings in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.